Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The battle for the Ohio Cup resumes tonight down at Great American Ballpark. The Reds return home to host the Guardians. Chase Burns will take the mound for Cincinnati across Slade Ciccone for Cleveland. First pitch is at 7:10. You can catch the action right here on The Fan following the Buckeye Show at 8 o'clock. In college football, according to USA Today, Ohio State was named the preseason pick to win the Big Ten, along with Jeremiah Smith being named the preseason Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. Quarterback Julian Sain came in third, receiving three first-place votes. Big Ten Media Days are scheduled to get underway tomorrow. Up North Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel was given $7.1 million as part of his separation agreement with the school. Manuel agreed to step down following investigations into the school's athletic department. And in Chapel Hill, North Carolina football GM Michael Lombardi was placed on administrative leave by the university today. This move is effective immediately. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday, everybody. Here we go. Brand new week. No Common Man today. The whole gang will be back tomorrow. But it gives us a wonderful opportunity to do another black and white cookie, a little half and half type of show, just like you heard on Friday. Now, I first did this a few weeks ago where I cut the show into thirds, and we started off really pure, really innocent, really good and clean, you know, because, you know, I was here for one half of it or one third of it. And then Tyler Danberg was there for a third of it. And then we just sort of got worse and worse as the show went on. We went Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV second hour. Then we went Jen Winters. We were just raunchy and filthy by the time the show ended. So we just cut out Nicole Sheeran. We just got rid of her because she'll be back here on Wednesdays. We didn't need her today. But I do have my good, clean boy, Tyler Danberg, with me for the first half of the show. How you doing, Tyler?
Timmy, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm fired up.
We're all fired up to have you. Jen Winters will be here at 4:30. So again, first half, good and clean, dirty, filthy for the last half of the show when F-bomb Jen comes into the studio here. Teddy, how you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
Tress, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
There we go. I had to remember to hit the thing. It's always still an adjustment moving over to this side of the table here. But Tyler, I'm glad you're here. Coming up later on in the program, 4:46, as always, Foodgasm. It was a big food weekend. Had a little weekend out of town. Did a little Cedar Pointing on Friday. Spent some time in Northern Ohio. I'll have an out-of-town pizza review for the folks. But still within the confines of the great state of Ohio. So if you're out there traveling, it's a spot that you're going to want to check out. Jason Stark, our Hall of Fame baseball reporter, he's coming back from a big weekend. I'm sure you were paying attention. Cooperstown was all decked out. Hall of Fame inductions, they were just yesterday. So Jason Stark's going to talk with us a little bit about that. He'll have some thoughts, I know.
Congratulations to Jeff Kent, Carlos Beltran, and also to Joe Buck, Andre Jones' also as well. But Joe Buck and then Paul Hoynes, longtime Cleveland baseball beat writer, getting the same award that Jason Stark got back in, I want to say, 2019.
What's the name of that award again?
Well, it used to be the J.G. Taylor Spink Award. Now it's
how the hell do you
BBWA.
Know that?
Now it's the Baseball
Writers Association.
Yeah, it's an excellence award. But congratulations, Hoynesy.
Who wins the Frick Award? I have to be careful how I say that, but that's one that sticks in my craw. What is that one for?
Broadcasters.
So, is that baseball?
Baseball broadcasters. Yeah. And then Pete Rozelle Award is for the best football broadcaster. That's what the Hall of Fame gives out. And Canton and Joe Buck and Jack Buck are the only two to receive the Frick and Rozelle Awards.
You see, the good thing about having Tyler Danberg here is if you don't know anything at all, or if you can't think of something, you don't need the internet. You can I could just look to my right here, and then Tyler will have the answer. What is that, the Fred C. Frick Award?
Ford. You're so close.
Ford C. Frick.
But you know what's so interesting, though, is that Ford C. Frick was not a broadcaster. Well, he was a commissioner.
Of course he was. Yeah.
So everybody knows that. Same thing with Pete Rozelle. But I think what you're hinting at is that I should probably get some more hobbies.
Well, I don't think you want to do that, because the way that you're doing things now leads to awards. Congratulations, okay. Tyler Danberg. He is our quarterly employee of the month.
Thanks, guys.
We really couldn't see this one coming. And you know what? It was just uncanny. We had our little thing, you know, we had some roosters, we had some lovely wings for lunch, and we were getting the place, you know, all set and prepared to honor this man, this young man here, Tyler Danberg. And when he was asked to say a couple of words, Teddy, you know, if you thought, you know, hot, you know, enough of the place to, you know, come in, you know, the early hour of noon, you know, to start your work day, you would have seen it. You would have seen how quick-witted he was, and just ready to just give a crowd-pleasing speech where he was so thankful. I noticed you didn't name me specifically, and that's okay.
Well, I didn't want to single anybody out.
Yeah, I know. I noticed it. I thought, you know, I thought we had a rapport, and you know, we've sat together, you know, pretty much since you started work here. But yeah, I respect it. You want to thank everybody. You didn't mention any names. You just you're so thankful and gracious. It was one of the better recipient speeches I can recall here.
Well, I appreciate
congratulations.
That. Thank you, Timmy. And
well,
very unexpected.
Well
earned. You're only as good as the people around you. And I hope that you were able to pick up that thank you through eye contact, because I am very, very grateful for you, Timmy, and very grateful for you, Teddy. And thanks to everybody. Seriously, it's been an absolute blast working here. So I just am very thankful for you guys.
Oh, did you look my way? Because I was looking at my boneless wings.
Carolina Gold.
I was listening.
Mild? Barbecue?
all three.
Love it.
Yeah, they were the only three options here, so I had to try all three. So, you know, I did mention that I had a little weekend out, and it started Friday with a good, thick, full day at Cedar Point. Mm. I imagine you were a season pass holder. You're a Northern Ohio kid. Tell me you spent plenty of days up there in Sandusky at the one of the great parks that this country has to offer.
Absolutely. My first ever roller coaster, actually, Timmy, was the Millennium Force, which is one of the, at the time, it was the tallest, because I mean, that was before Top Thrill Dragster.
It's like 25 years old now,
yeah.
Isn't it? Or turn of the century?
It's getting up there. I was 8 years old, and my grandfather, not Rick Danberg, but Don Strainer, my mom's dad.
The other grandfather.
Don, yeah, longtime cop in Independence, Ohio. So he was adamant about taking, he said, no, you're not going on the Iron Dragon. We're doing Millennium Force.
Oh, and mind you, Iron Dragon sucks.
Yeah, I think he was 64 at the time. 64, and he's like, we're going on this thing.
Force.
And we're waiting.
How did his head not melt right off of his body?
I don't know,
310 feet up there, right next to the lake.
Yeah, and we're waiting 45 minutes. It's a 45-minute wait time, and it was sprinting rain out. So they stopped and started the ride a couple times, and the more time you wait, waiting for a roller coaster, the more that gives you time to think. And so you're constantly thinking, should I stay or should I go? Da, 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 da. And then eventually we went on the roller coaster and it was fine. But that's my first Cedar Point story.
I actually went on the Millennium Force right after it opened as well. I wasn't 8 years old like you were. That was actually when we were in the process of moving from Northern Virginia out to Utah, where I lived, you know, with the Whites, my next door neighbors, Aaron and Eric, right? So we were on our way. We had to get the car out there somehow. So my dad had already moved out to Utah and started working. And my mom and I, we had to like meander all the way. It was almost like the Griswolds doing like a cross country drive. And we were stopping at different places along the way. So, you know, we got the family in Indiana. So we're moving through Ohio and then we had to hit Cedar Point. We went on the Millennium Force there. And yeah, like it was the most mind bending type of experience you could ever conjure up, like going on wooden coasters to that time, some like good steel coasters, because I had King's Dominion in, you know, outside of Richmond, Virginia, which was the other side of the coin of King's Island out here in central Ohio, which I'd never been to until I was living here, which is an amazing place as well. Night ride at Beast, for all the stuff that we got at Cedar Point, I don't know if a night ride in the pitch black on the Beast can be topped. So, I mean, between the two parks in Ohio, it's great. But, you know, for me now, Tyler, I can't really ride stuff. I've kind of got the Roy Williams vertigo thing going where if I do too much of the spinny spins or the up and down, like I'm done. I don't want to be out of commission for the next 4 to 8 hours. That's not fun for anybody. So really what I do is I just wander around the park and I just notice things. Mainly, I just notice what's wrong. I was thinking, like, if I was ever going to start, like, an Instagram channel, like, we're really going to get more into the social media thing, like, me and Mike, like, the both of us, it would be something called, like, here's what's wrong. And I just notice all the things of what I could, if anyone would have just bothered to ask me, you know, I would have been able to make things so much better.
You can be a hindsight consultant.
A hindsight consultant sounds perfect. For instance, I don't know why, like, they have the same thing at King's Island. We got this park. You got a lot of adults, moms and dads like me, that might not be riding, but we got to go into the park. We got to be there all day. You're telling me we got one Starbucks in the entire place? And it doesn't have to be a Starbucks. Open it up to other brands. Have some Tim Hortons locations. Sell out some space to any coffee provider. Get a Bigby in there. Get a 7 Brew in there. I don't care what it is. How's there one coffee spot? And it's right at the front. I'm tired when I get to the back of the park. There should be at least 5 spaces in there for coffee. Also, when you're doing food and beverage, why do we open the park at 10 o'clock and everyone's been up for 5 or 6 hours driving from Pennsylvania, Indiana, all corners of Ohio? We get in there and then most of the food and restaurant spots don't open until noon. We open the park at 10. Let's have some spots open so we can enjoy. Other than that, you know, other than all that and just the total misery that I was in, it was a great time.
Did you do the Cedar Point fries with a little malt vinegar on top?
I don't know. Like, some of the places we ate at, because the best value that they're going to have there is if you're going and not riding a lot, you get the meal plan. You get the wristband. It's like $37 or so. But every time you go to buy a meal in there, like, they're getting you. Like, the prices are jacked up. We know that. They're like $25. So it pays for itself after the second meal. We must have punched that thing 7 times. Because my wife and I, we would just both, like, share a meal. And we got to eat a ton when it was done. And I think waffle fries were included in one. But I didn't get, like, any specific fries. Because I was using, like, the full meal places. There was a barbecue spot in there. There was, like, a burrito bowl spot in there. So actually, like, the quality of the food is way better than when I was a kid going to parks like that. So Jack and his friend, I mean, they rode like all the good stuff with their fast lane pass, like over and over and over again. So we didn't have to stay until like 11 o'clock at night when the place closed. So got out of there, enjoyed Huron for a little bit, and it was good. All right. Big Ten media days are here this week. And newsflash, the Buckeyes are expected to be good. We'll tell you how good. That's next. Tyler Danberg is with us here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue, and also some slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by COTA. Peloton, your ride weekend rolls through central Ohio August 1st and 2nd. Expect COTA reroutes beginning Friday, July 31st. COTA will keep you moving all weekend, so plan ahead at COTA.com or in the transit app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube. Weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Dudoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly cloudy, warm and humid for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms. Better chances likely to be off to our west. Overnight, though, better chance of thunderstorms area-wide. Those may produce gusty winds. Lows around 70. Storm chance ends early on Tuesday, then partly cloudy skies and highs in the mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Doing a half and half Common Man and Timmy episode today. One of our good, clean broadcasters who we've really come to enjoy since he started working here an hour ago. An hour ago? Let's call that a year ago.
Time flies.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. So he does our Ohio State women's basketball. He does our Ohio State baseball. He's the sideline reporter for Buckeye football, which, of course, we are getting ready for the 2026 campaign. It's Tyler Danberg, and at 4:30, Jen Winters, F-bomb Jen, who you know and love and maybe sometimes hate. She'll be in here for the last half of the show. We already saw one of the commenters you said, which is funny because there is a tweet behind that, but somebody said, geez, like Tyler could really pass off as Timmy Hall's son. And yeah, I know what you mean. If you got us up on YouTube right now, we both wear glasses. We both kind of have the same dark hair vibe going on. And I tweeted out when I first saw you, you were doing work because for Buckeye men's basketball, they don't put all of the regular season games right onto, you know, some kind of network. They'd usually leave two or three off and then BTN Plus would pick those up. And you did quite a few of those games for BTN Plus. So I'd have to get that subscription and pay attention and follow along because I'd be here doing the pre and the post game for radio. And I commented on you the first time I ever saw you. And I think my line was, if you ever want to know what I looked like in 2004, this is it right here. I mean, I'm trying real hard to look, you know, professional, do some damage off of the Marshall's rack as best as I could. I got my 1999, you know, genuine Sonoma belt, maybe a nice Croft and Barrow golf shirt, whatever. And that's, I'm not even doing you justice because you got a shirt and tie on. I mean, you're looking as good as you can look.
It was from Kohl's, though. It definitely was Croft and Barrow. Maybe an Izod, since it was a big game.
Ooh, Izod. Izod is pretty good stuff. I mean, they got the golf line.
Oh, yeah.
You got the dress line as well. Works in two separate categories there. But you did such, I mean that, it's no surprise that you're with us so quickly because you did such a great job. And then your path after your work at Ohio State, you went right into minor league baseball. You were doing minor league baseball while you were still a student.
Yeah, was with the Lake County Captains Guardians High A affiliate in 2024. Had an absolute blast. And then last year was with the AA Frisco Rough Riders. You might know them as the team that has a lazy river out in right field.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, Dirk Nowitzki was the first to swim in the pool.
Makes sense. So is it true? We were talking about the city, Frisco. Teddy, what brought that on? What were you here that day where
they have the PGA is there next year?
That's PGA right, Championship. The PGA Championship is coming to a new TPC course. Yeah. That's in Frisco. But yeah. There was something else too. It was just an article that was centering on Frisco as being just like the most rapidly expanding place in the country, maybe just more so than our town, which has been going crazy over the last 15 years. But you were there. You could attest to it. It's really that nuts in Frisco right now?
It is. It actually, when the first place we went to, when I got there in February of 2025, we went to a place called La Hacienda, and it's known as the birthplace of the frozen margarita. First place ever to invent the frozen margarita.
Oh,
not on the rocks,
else, but
frozen. And at the restaurant, I was with my host family that I stayed with, and they said that when Frisco was first established and starting to be developed, it was two cantinas and like a general store. And this is probably like 30 years ago, 30, 35 years ago. So it's exponentially growing.
Everything's just in Frisco now. Bowl games, PGA championships, it's all there. Tyler Danberg got his start there. So that's where we are. So we're going to the Big Ten Media Days this week. I mean, not we specifically, but we generally, we're going to have some boots on the ground there. Austin and Berm are going to be doing their thing. A lot of media types from right here in town heading out to Chicago to cover the Media Days. This has been like a little 4-week buildup. Every single one of the Power Four conferences has gobbled up a week here in July. And this was just pointed out to me before the show by our man Fish, who is a Chicago guy, our program director. And did you know the significance? You're a big movie buff too, Tyler. So the famed Hilton Chicago is going to be the site of this Big Ten Media Days. There's a famous scene in a movie that is very, very high on not just my list, but common man's list as well. Do you know the film that is featured in that movie?
That is the Harrison Ford flick, The Fugitive.
That is correct.
Well, hell yes, I have a prosthetic arm. I must have murdered his wife, right?
So, one of the great scenes is when Richard Kimball, Harrison Ford, goes to confront who used to be his friend, and they're just about to like duke it out, and they're going to chase each other off the top of this building, and Tommy Lee Jones is going to crash the party and do their thing.
You changed the samples, didn't you, huh? You switched the samples after Lentz died.
Let's stay calm, people.
After Lentz died, you were the only one who had the access. You switched the samples and the pathology reports. Did you kill Lentz too, huh?
Can we get some security in here, please?
Did you? He falsified his research so that our DU-90 could be approved and Devlin McGregor could give you Provasic.
It's absolutely one of the greatest movies of the 90s. And I think a lot of people are going to be searching that. And it's not ever available on a streaming service when I want to watch it. It's my one problem with The Fugitive. That's one of those that I'm probably just going to be purchasing in Amazon so I can have it at my fingertips whenever I want.
It definitely is one of those movies that when you're in the mood to watch it, you watch it. But you might not necessarily go out of your way.
Oh, I would.
You would?
I would. Absolutely. I mean, you don't have to kill 100 people on screen for it to be a great action movie. Like, anybody can hire Liam Neeson's to just shoot a bunch of people and save a bunch of people. And that's all well and good, too. I mean, I would like to do that as well.
I have a particular set of channels.
But there's something better about that script and that movie there. Love The Fugitive.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Richard Kimball doesn't feel well.
So we got the Buckeyes right at the top of everybody's list. And it wasn't a runaway, though. And they don't do an official preseason poll. So some of the different media guys have to do it themselves. They kind of get together. You got the Bill and Doug Show, you got the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, and USA Today. So all three of these media entities, they will do their unofficial Big Ten preseason polls. They compile the votes from different media members around the country, and the Buckeyes are projected to finish first in all three polls. Though Oregon did receive one more first place vote, 20, than Ohio State, who got 19, in the Bill and Doug Show poll, which had 16 national writers and 30 Big Ten beat writers, including Dan, who is writing this from 11 Warriors. So just like that, the Buckeyes in the number one spot, but Oregon is not far behind. Again, with one more first place vote, actually, in that one poll. And then Indiana, number three. USC, number four. Michigan, five. Washington, six. Penn State, seven. Iowa, Illinois, and Minnesota rounding out the top 10 for the Big Ten teams going into the season.
And you look at the USA Today poll, too, Timmy. Ohio State got 11 out of the 16 first place votes ahead of Oregon, which I think Ohio State is incredibly talented, if not one of the most, if not the most talented team right now in the country. But Oregon also, you just look at what they're returning compared to Ohio State's 51 newcomers. I mean, there's no doubt that these are going to be the top two teams in the Big Ten. I'm really excited to see how this year shakes out for Ohio State and pumped that we've made it to Media Days week, because it always feels like when we get to the last week in July, it's here. It's inevitable that the season's going to be coming up very soon.
Can you believe that we're in the last month of July, Teddy? I mean, I just can't believe where the year has gone.
I can't believe it. Time is flying. It's
flying
incredible.
By. Football will be back right before we know it.
Wow.
Also from the Bill and Doug Show, the Big Ten preseason offensive player of the year, landslide, went to Jeremiah Smith. Dante Moore, second for Oregon, their quarterback. Julian Sayin, number three. Josh Hoover, Indiana quarterback, number four. Jaden Maeva, USC's QB, number five. Damon Williams, really good quarterback at Washington. Some issues with him in the offseason, but they settled that. He's back with the Huskies. He's six. Then two Indiana receivers, seven and eight, Charlie Becker and Nick Marsh. And then their left tackle, Carter Smith at Indiana, number nine. And for some reason, Bryce Underwood got a vote from some Michigan reporter. Bryce Underwood might not even keep the starting job. We talked to Adam Rittenberg on a weekly basis. That is a real thing for Michigan right now, and Kyle Whittingham for a concern going into his first year.
And Carter Smith, by the way, he is an Olentangy Liberty product as well, so local kid.
All right. I'm glad we're doing this. Back for the second time, because our guy loves calling ball more than anything else. Good, clean calls with Tyler Danberg. Three play-by-play clips that you have brought for us here today that are either pertinent for something going on right now in sports, or just a call that you love for some reason in particular. That's coming up in 2 minutes. I can't wait. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little slow on eastbound 33 from 270 to Hamilton Road. And we've got a bit of a delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread yard work with a swarm of hungry mosquitoes buzzing around, then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Hey kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Tyler Danberg hanging out with us here for the first half of the show. Then at 4:30, a little switcheroo, F-bomb Jen Winters will be with us. We'll have the Foodgasm at 4:46. We'll have our chat, I'm looking forward to it, live with Jason Stark, who is back from Cooperstown, where they had the Hall of Fame ceremonies this weekend. I've always wanted to go to the town. Whether it is for, it'd be great to go for that weekend. I can imagine it'd be a little bit nuts. I just want to go there. I just want to go and do the museum, do the Hall of Fame, and just be around the town. And maybe get some Mr. Softy ice cream up there.
You're going to love it. And what's so cool, and would love to hear people's thoughts if you're listening. If you've ever been to the ceremony on a Sunday in Cooperstown, that weekend, that town lights up. It is bustling. It's packed. The main street is packed. They've put lawn chairs on the grounds to, it's first come, first serve on the lawn to get placement to watch.
It's like a parade, right?
Yeah,
it's like getting ready for a parade.
And then after the ceremonies conclude, if you stay overnight in Cooperstown the night after the induction ceremony, the place is a ghost town. It's completely empty. The famous Otisaga Hotel, which is where all the Hall of Famers stay at. And it's incredibly haunted, by the way. But it's beautiful. You get to see the lake and the gorgeous water. But the town just suddenly turns into a completely empty ghost town. It's really eerie, but it is kind of cool.
Do they play a game? Do, like, veterans play a game or anything? Do they do any, like, that type of deal?
Memorial Day, they do, because they have a field, Double Day Field, which
right,
is actually
yeah.
where they do the ceremony for the Ford C. Frick Award and J.G. Taylor Spink Award winners.
And Abner Double Day.
Abner Double Day,
right?
who may or may not have invented baseball. And they have alumni from the 30 Major League Baseball teams, and they'll play a game there on Memorial Day weekend, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I couldn't really gather, because Jason Stark is obviously a huge Ichiro fan. Like, we've broken that down a lot, and how could you not be, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's the career he had before he even got to the majors, and then the number of 200 hit seasons he had, what was it, like 9 in a row, when he was already pushing 30 when he came into the majors. He was unbelievable. But he posted a photo of him, and it said, "One of my favorite daily sights in Cooperstown, Ichiro heading out to take batting practice." I'm assuming that was just a photo that is there. I didn't know if he actually saw Ichiro. Is Ichiro there, like, doing BP in Cooperstown over the induction ceremonies, or is it just a photo of his that he saw, or if there was something else going on? I truly did not know if there was some special thing going on around that, where a ton of veterans got in place for the induction. I mean, a lot of players go back for the induction ceremony and are there wearing their jackets and all that stuff. But you're saying Memorial Day.
Yeah.
They do that and they gather. Well, let's start with good, clean calls with baseball. Since we're talking about the Hall of Fame inductions, and one of the three that you brought is a good baseball call. What do you have here?
Well, we're going to go with this year's Ford C. Frick Award winner. Thought it would be fitting to have a Joe Buck call. And I think the more that Joe Buck has gone away from calling baseball to scale back and spend some more time with his family, I think the more we've appreciated Joe Buck broadcasting the World Series and also doing the Saturday
more we miss
game
him,
of the
I
week.
Think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Joe Davis does an incredible job as well, so the Fox broadcast is in great hands. But we're going to go back before Joe Buck was doing Fox games. He was the TV voice of the Cardinals. He did a couple years of AAA baseball with the Louisville Redbirds. Obviously, his dad, Jack, longtime legendary broadcaster on radio for the Cardinals, but Joe did TV, and he had the TV call of Mark McGwire's record-breaking 60-second home run against the Cubs.
Down the left field line. Is it enough? Gone! There it is! 62! Touch first, Mark. You are the new single-season home run king.
So are you telling me that wasn't the national TV broadcast? So that's not the one that who would have been calling the national broadcast of that game? Or did we just all get a live look in of that call for the one that got replayed a million times? Because that's the line drive that just went right over and went into that little gap, right?
Right.
Over the fence, but just below where the fans are. I know there's a story behind, like, who got that ball too. Had to have been some, like, field personnel person or someone that got a hold of that baseball.
ESPN did the game, and I can't remember if it was John Miller and Joe Morgan who did it, because they were
okay,
the Saturday Night Baseball team. It might have been Gary Thorne and beyond, but there was
another call of that game. Got it. And that was the local. That was Joe Buck doing Cardinals TV.
Right. And I think the most underrated part about that call, Timmy, is as a broadcaster, you go into different moments, maybe trying to think about what it is you might want to say.
Absolutely.
If there's a situation or a scenario that plays out. You don't want to script anything, but I think there's a, you want to prepare on how you might want to handle the moment. But when he says touch first, Mark, you're the new all-time single season home run king, he says that because he looks at his monitor and sees Mark McGwire miss first base. He missed first base and had to go back, retreat, and touch it.
That's right.
That's all improvisation.
It was a quick miss.
Yes.
And he quickly went back and did the stamped down on it. But that's such a great point, because that is one of the biggest moments in baseball history. And we were all, like, as a country, a baseball-loving country, just hanging on every single pitch when Sosa and McGwire were having that famed chase to break Roger Maris's record that stood for such a long period of time until that season. And so that's great. So we got another one here. We go football starting up here soon. Training camps in the NFL are back. And you got one from a Cleveland Browns game that you loved.
Yeah, Bengals. Browns start camp tomorrow. We're a Browns affiliate, so I thought it was very fitting to salute the late, great Jimmy Donovan, voice of the Browns. Run, William, run.
Second down, they give it to Green. Green, stutter step, he's through. First down, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. Run, William, run. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 64 yards. And the rookie from Boston College, he was an inch away from busting one all day, Doug, and he just did it.
And it's good to hear his voice, and so sad as well. But you're saying, like, that call, and just, you got to love it how your connection with your home team broadcasters, you can take something that they said, and then it's almost just like a label for a play that sort of stands the test of time in a city.
Yeah, you could say run, William, run in Cleveland, and they'll know exactly what they're talking about. And William Green, who made that 64-yard rushing touchdown, he scores that touchdown. Browns win the game. To make the playoffs, not only did they need to beat the Falcons, but they needed the Jets to lose later that day, and the Jets lost, and they made it to the wild card, ended up losing to the Steelers, but making the playoffs for the first time since they returned in 99, so a pretty emotional moment. And I love how, you know, Jimmy Donovan, he would give you the yard lines, and then he said, run, William, run, to break it up. I think it's in that moment, as a radio listener, you're thinking, oh my God, he just officially broke it loose. Go to the house and score. And I love how he got Boston College in there. Jimmy is a Boston native, so of course he was going to fit in the school from Chestnut Hill.
A BC Eagle. You looked up to Jimmy Donovan. You look up to Paul Keels here.
Oh my
Buckeye
gosh.
Football right around the corner. JSN has been in the news a lot just because he's amazing. He's the offensive, you know, player of the year in the NFL. Make sure you get the trophy right. He's a 99 rating, I believe. Did we not just see that? Did I get that right?
That came out today, yeah.
It came out today. He's a 99 rating in Madden. So incredible. This one is from that stellar performance he had in the Rose Bowl, the 30-yard touchdown catch. Keel's calling it.
C.J. Stroud straight behind center, Luke Whipler. He's got Travion Henderson off his left hip. Stroud's going to go on top once more. Looks right, looks left, throws long on the right side toward the end zone. Ball in the air.
Caught
Jackson it. Smith and Jigba's got it.
Yeah!
Touchdown, Jackson Smith and Jigba on a 30-yard pass play as C.J. Stroud strikes for his sixth touchdown pass of the game, and Ohio State has their first lead of the night, 44-38.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of pretty good receivers that wore the scarlet and gray that didn't have 347 receiving yards in a season. Like, good players, good football players. He did that, 15 catches, with the, was it three or four touchdowns?
Three, 347 yards.
347 yards, 15 catches, and three touchdowns in the 48-45 win over Utah in the Rose Bowl. And my God, that's one of those mind-boggling statistical performances that you'll ever remember.
Reason number 348 why I love Paul Keels as a broadcaster, and there are way more reasons, not just that, but why I love Paul Keels. But I love, Timmy, how anytime he mentions behind or under center, it's such a small detail, but he always gives you the center's name. Paul is a master craftsman of little details. Just he enhances everything that's on the field. It's unbelievable. I'll always look up to him.
Good, clean calls. That was a good job. Thanks for doing that, Tyler. Hey, it was a bad weekend for football coaches. Going to tell you why. That's coming up. It's Timmy. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Livingston Avenue to I-70. And there's some traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spend a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Play this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Scott McMullen leads the Buckeyes past Penn State in a 2003 classic.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan. The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Tyler Danberg is hanging out with us here for the first half of the show. Jen Winters, F-Bomb Jen, will be with us here at 4:30. So, Tyler, not a great weekend if you were a football coach, mainly Eric Bieniemy or Kyle Shanahan. I guess let's start with the Kyle Shanahan thing one because it's not necessarily just this weekend. And this is a little bit surprising how they were able to keep this sort of under wraps. Not like this wasn't ever going to come out. So I guess I don't really know if there's more of a story to that. Like, Kyle Shanahan got in a really bad automobile accident. You guys may have seen the story by now, and this is going to affect him as he heads into the start of the 2026 season. Hopefully he can have a full and speedy recovery. The good part here is he's not a player, you know, he's a coach, but we've seen this happen before where, you know, Jake Diebler had a surgery that he was dealing with. He tried to coach through it last year. It's just, it can maybe affect your mental, you know, well-being as you go through a season. Some of the things that you'd like to do physically, getting out there, depending on how you work, hands-on, in practices. But Shanahan was, I mean, he's lucky to be alive after this. You're talking about 40 stitches on his face, had a concussion, cracked ribs, you know, broken wrist, like that type of thing. Like, really, really bad shape. So he's okay. He was even back in the facility yesterday. But this happened on July 14, and we really just found out about it. I believe it was maybe Saturday when the news started to break. So how does someone that famous with, you know, as long as he's been a head coach in this league, for that in the market that he's in San Francisco as well, how does that stay sort of hidden with all the bloggers, podcasters, social media types? Not to mention just the journalists that covered the San Francisco 49ers, and that stays under wraps until just now. But hopefully he's going to be ready to go for the start of the 2026 season, but he'll be limited leading up to it.
And John Lynch, 49ers general manager, said that they're going to treat Kyle Shanahan like a player when it comes to the protocol and concussion protocol and making sure that he's going to have to go through very specific league mandated tests, and they want to make sure that he is completely ready to go instead of gradually easing him in. They want to make sure that he is fully
like a concussion protocol.
Exactly.
Like, there isn't one per se, but he's essentially in a concussion protocol to get back to full speed.
Right. They're treating him like a player. And the biggest thing is everybody's okay. And reportedly, from what everything was being reported on, no impairments in terms of the crash. Both Shanahan, who was driving the Tesla, and the other person who was involved in the crash driving a blue Mercedes, they were fully cooperative in the process and the investigation of the crash afterwards. So just glad that everybody's okay, and looking forward to seeing Kyle Shanahan and his patented cap with that really small 49ers logo back on the sidelines.
Man, how about those Teslas, huh? Boy, you sure are safe. Just be sound asleep driving one of those. Just they can't collide with anything. The perfect automobile, right? Oh, no. Ah, bam, I'm almost dead. Like, geez. I think any kind of collision prevention with those things must have been one of the older models.
Ah, yes.
Maybe they didn't have all the sensors were activated right there. I hate this, too. Like, quick sidebar with the Shanahan thing. I love it when I see one of the, this happens to you probably every day, sitting there at your desk. You see one of the headlines out there, whether it first is on Twitter or the way it's written, or whether it's on Yahoo or one of these sites. This one was from my guys at the New York Post. I love little New York Post articles. There's a lot of good tidbits in there. But it just said, dispatch audio sheds new light on Kyle Shanahan's horrific car crash. That's like a, ooh, we got something here for you, right? Like, oh, click on this. We've got something. All that it said, it was just the audio recording basically of a woman's voice saying, yeah, there's been a car crash. Hey, we'll need dispatchers out there. Got the verbiage she used was a Tesla versus a Mercedes. I'd never heard that before. Tesla versus Mercedes. Like, oh yeah, who won?
Ferrari.
Exactly, right? The Tesla should win, right? Because it's got all these enhanced features. And the only thing that it said was that he was bleeding from the head. Like, yeah, I gathered that. I read that he had 40 stitches in his face and a concussion, and he broke his nose. I would imagine that there was a little bit of blood involved. So that was it. That was the article. Pulled me in all to just give me that news. Jail for the headline writing there for New York Post. Now, Eric Bieniemy, who I really wasn't even sure that he was back with the Kansas City Chiefs until today. Like, he was with, you know, the Commanders. He went to UCLA. He had the spell there where we didn't understand why he wasn't getting more of a sniff for a head coaching gig, and that bothered him, and I understand that. And he was the OC with the Chiefs for quite a bit, stepped away, tried to get a head coaching gig. That didn't happen, and now he's back as the OC with the Kansas City Chiefs again. And his son shot his mom in Virginia, in Loudoun County. Mia Bieniemy was hospitalized. She's alive. She's in stable condition here today. And this story was all just sort of developing here today. Eric Bieniemy clearly was not in Virginia. He was at the facility yesterday. And I think he, you know, immediately went back to be with him. But there's still a lot that has to come out about this. But talk about a horrific story. It says police in Loudoun County confirmed that a woman was being treated for serious injuries from multiple gunshot wounds, but did not disclose her identity. It was later found out that it was Mia Bieniemy. Their son, Elijah, was arrested and charged with malicious wounding, use of a firearm, and commission of a felony and discharge of a firearm inside a dwelling. And the Chiefs, Andy Reid said, our hearts go out to Eric Bieniemy. Mia is stable, which is a plus. We all love EB and hate seeing those things happen. So, not great. Terrible for the Chiefs right now.
And just hoping that she's okay. Glad that she's in stable condition. Very scary situation. Joe Blamire, passing game coordinator, is taking over right now with Bieniemy, who left reportedly last night. Got here, he missed practice today, made it back to Virginia. So hoping everybody's okay. Very scary.
So that concludes the portion of the show where we talk about horrific car crashes and people getting shot by their children. So if you didn't enjoy that,
And we'll try to, we're going to pick it up. We're going to pick up the beat a little bit in the next segment. Yeah, that's right. Sound good, Ted? Or should we talk about another near murder?
No, I think we can move on now.
Is that it for the day?
That's it. Bring it up.
How about some stupid guy from that team up north getting a bunch of money to go the hell away?
Pizzazz.
Pizzazz. Michigan. Talk about that coming up. Tyler Danberg is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for a slowdown on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. And there's some traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hot as Fire chicken sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. It's the eve of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Ohio State was named the preseason pick to win the Big Ten by USA Today, along with Jeremiah Smith being voted the preseason Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. Other college football news, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel was given $7.1 million as part of his separation agreement with the school. Manuel stepped down following investigations into the school's athletic department. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina football GM Michael Lombardi was placed on administrative leave by the university today after an HR complaint was filed by a former UNC employee. And in baseball, it's the second leg of the Ohio Cup with the Reds hosting the Guardians. First pitch tonight is at 7:10. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Common Man and Timmy is brought to you by our friends at the Hinderer Motor Company. Tyler Danberg is sitting in here with us, and he'll be here till 4:30 when F-Bomb Jen Winters will join us for the last half of the show. Common Man will be back with us tomorrow. Believe we'll all be together the rest of the week. Well, wait a minute. No, because Tuesday Teddy.
Yeah. You and Common Man will be here the rest of the week, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you guys will that's be right. here the yeah. rest
well, of the week. Well, what'd I just take one day off last week? What was that? Just
you did take one day off.
Just one last day. Yeah. Right. What are you going to, you're going to take like, one off this week, right?
We'll see. There might be another day.
You gotta get your rest, right?
I do. I have to rest up. We got a big football season coming up.
Huge football season coming up. You know, Michigan's got a big season coming up too, and it's not hopefully going to go nearly as well as ours is.
A lot of losing.
Hopefully, a lot of losing. A lot of sucking. Right?
Sucking. Yeah.
Seeing those Michigan men just cry into their tissues.
Yeah.
What is a Michigan man anyway? A cheat? A scoundrel? That's what I think they are. Tyler, I really do want your opinion on what they did with Ward Manuel and how that situation just came to a head where they decided he's going to go away at the end of this year, and then I'll have an update to that as to what they're going to do for him. But they had this big investigation. They found enough where they don't want to have him around long term, but there's been about as much turmoil as you could ever conjure up for an athletic department that won a men's basketball and a football national championship. You shouldn't be anything other than ecstatic and over the moon over everything that you've done.
but it hasn't really been that way. At least for the outside looking in, it's embarrassment. I'm sure if you're a Michigan fan, if you're a certain type of Michigan fan, you're probably lying to yourself and making excuses of how it's still good and everybody else is just a hater. But, you know, we're all going to think and say what we think and say.
Well, you don't have to be... you might even be living in a barn and you still know that there's been a dark gray cumulonimbus storm cloud hovering over the Michigan Athletic Department for a long time. And there's been a stench in Ann Arbor surrounding the athletic department. And Michigan, as a school, felt that that price to alleviate the stench was a $7 million buyout. Now, we were talking about this before. They paid around $11 million, is that right, for
probably
this investigation to figure out?
I'm sure that's a low figure for that. I bet you it was more. I mean, because I'm reading about attorney fees. Like, why are we even, like, lumping in what Ward Manuel's attorney fees were?
Yeah.
Would that not have been part of the investigation cost anyway? Like, you got to throw in there. So this is the new part of the story. You get to that figure that you just threw out, the 11, could be 12, $13 million for the internal investigation into the athletic department and what Ward Manuel knew about or should have known more about with all the things that have been happening there. And not just the last couple of years, but the last 5 years and beyond, not just Sherrone Moore and all that stuff. So the buyout's going to be just over $7.1 million minus tax withholdings. And he's going to get that within 21 days of the end of his tenure as athletic director. He's also going to get a retirement contribution, as if the $7.1 million isn't enough, of $108,000. And all retiree benefits, including health plan coverage. Michigan waived its typical service requirement of 20 years. So he didn't even reach that service requirement. Like, he didn't even have to get that. But they're, oh, you know what? We'll waive that. They're bending over backwards to take care of him when they had reason to want him gone. It says they'll pay his $82,000 in attorney fees and give him the typical benefits provided to a former AD, including tickets and golf privileges. Wow. I don't know what it's the university course or if there's a private course up there. That's probably nowhere near akin to what Muirfield Village is down here, but I'm sure it's something very nice. And he gets golfy time in his whatever he's going to do afterwards.
Basically retirement perks. And again, for Ward Manuel, you can tell that Michigan was going to do whatever it could to just get this off their shoulders. Whatever is left of the weight that has been on this athletic department over the last decade, especially the last 4 to 5 years, there was no max price of what they were going to take to just try and get this over.
We want out.
Yeah.
And you pointed out, too, and I wasn't looking at it like this because I would be all about saving as much money as we could. And it's not even about saving money. It's do you have grounds to dismiss an employee? Well, then you should have been. I don't know why there needed to be a $12 million investigation if some of this stuff was happening over a year's period. You just document everything as it comes up. It's like you do in a normal company. Document things that come up with your HR department. Everything is written. It's marked down. Whether there was a need to put an employee on a performance improvement plan or not, you would have decided that. But then all of a sudden, like, it takes a $12 million investigation. I don't know why you needed that if you were essentially going to have a mutually parting of ways. Because none of this goes down in writing as a firing. A guy's leaving after a certain term, and then he's getting a ginormous buyout. I would imagine you would have come to that same agreement if you just had the internal discussions about, like, we want to fire you. And you're like, I'd love to see you try because I will sue you for wrongful termination. And they're like, oh, well, how about if we just change the verbiage and we just see you go away? And you're like, well, you want to give me my full buyout? And they're like, yeah, sure. Okay. With retirement plans. Okay. We'll do it. All right. Done. You could have come to this possibly without any of the other. And even though they saved money on Sherrone Moore's buyout because they didn't have to pay that, you get to a new coach in Kyle Whittingham, but it still would have been, it still seems unnecessary to me. If you really needed this guy out of here, if they determined, what was the writing here? identified failures to quickly and effectively act on allegations of wrongdoing by athletic department employees. That's what they found out after Jenner and Block, the Chicago-based law firm, did their commissioned investigation into Ward Manuel. But I guess that's not enough to do anything other than what they did and give him a ton of benefits out the door.
And I'm sure there's more to the story, and I bet Michigan had to conduct that investigation just because they have to. They have to go through with that. But again, that investigation turned out to only confirm probably what they had thought before that already. They're confirming what it is that the general public already knows. But you're absolutely right. And Sharon Moore's buyout was $13.89 million. Obviously, don't have to pay that. He was getting $5.5 million in base salary per reports. Kyle Whittingham getting a little bit more than that, $8.2 million a year. Just very intrigued on this whole process and how this came about. But again, going back to the buyout with Ward Manuel getting the $7 million, you just could tell that Michigan just wanted, I'm sure they just wanted to get this over with.
You know what? It's just been an embarrassment left and right. You know, they got their wins over us and you know, good for you. You know, really good for you. And you have the stain of a cheating scandal around your national championship win in football. I don't think you were here. I think maybe Reimer was here. We kind of went around the horn, and like this like tells you everything. I couldn't take what they got. If you just take the exact same noise, and you know, you got the Paul Feinbaums of the world out there, and you know, he'll yell about anybody and anything. So maybe that's a bad example. But just overall, the stain that's on like that national championship. If I like gave you a Buckeye men's basketball national championship, but you had all that was going to stick around it, would you want it that way? I said no. I'd rather not have it and just wait and wait and wait to go and get it the right way when the grand masses won't look at you at any other way than what a great team you had.
It's gonna,
you know,
fall.
Even if I hate you, but great team, tip of the cap, you won the title that year.
Yeah,
you're the best.
It'll follow Michigan forever.
I don't want it like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And like we were talking about Jose Altuve before we came back on the air
before
the
banging the trash
hour.
Cans.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
Jose Altuve. You look at the numbers, and he is probably on his way to the Hall of Fame. Jason Stark did a great article on who might be on the way, who might be across midfield. He used football analogies and yard lines for that. And Jose Altuve might be a Hall of Famer, but you know that there's always going to be that baggage that follows him. Very similar story to the Michigan football program in the 2023-24 season.
And even with Altuve, how many times do we know that they were actually using that setup? You know, how many times, like aside from like the postseason where we knew that they did it, there's that. But I just don't want it if it's going to be in that way. Hey, Bill Belichick has figured out the issues with college football. That's next. Tyler Danberg is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side from I-70 to 11th Avenue. And there's some delay on southbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on the Fan app. You're welcome. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Showers and storms are expected as we go through tonight, with a few storms producing some gusty winds and heavy rainfall. We'll see lows down into the upper 60s to lower 70s. Showers and storms will continue into early on Tuesday, but clear out as we head towards the morning hours and into the afternoon with more sunshine and highs into the mid-80s. And we are tracking more sunshine and drier conditions with highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, and then back to the mid-80s on Friday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Just a real nice start to the week here. No Common Man today. He's going to be back tomorrow. But since we didn't have him, we figured we would be good and clean, and we got our guy Tyler Danberg to hang out with us.
He's a clean boy! Wash your own damn sheets!
And it's been fun. We had some good, clean calls. I actually had a couple more for you, Tyler, that I wanted to run by you. But if you missed anything in the first hour and 20 of the show, shame on you, first of all. Don't do that next time. But in the event that you did, don't worry, because every single show gets uploaded right there to podcast land. Anywhere you listen to your audio, it's right there. Sometimes.
Spotify. Although today, yeah. Today you should be fine.
You did, what song did you hum in the first hour?
Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yes. Yeah. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Yeah. We might get popped just because of that. But in the event that we don't, it's on Spotify, it's on all the other platforms. Listen to the Common Man and Timmy podcast. It's brought to you by our good friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Yeah, we did some good clean calls before I get to this Belichick thing in the first hour, where Tyler brought a few of his favorite baseball, football play-by-play clips, because he's a play-by-play guy, and that's what he ultimately wants to do. Do you have a dream job? Is it Ohio State? Is it, you know, one of the pro teams in Ohio? Is it whatever, kind of wherever you find yourself, you'll be good with that?
Absolutely, Timmy. I'd be lying if I said that this isn't already a dream. When the dreams are wake me up, this has been an absolute blast.
Stop it. You're sitting here with me right now. Dream? This is a nightmare.
Well, I'd say overall, I mean, to broadcast games of the Ohio State Sports Network was always a dream of mine. I mean, growing up, Saturdays and listening to the radio, and our affiliate up in Cleveland was WKNR ESPN 850. Just getting to listen to Buckeye games, growing up with Paul and Jim, and now getting to work with them. They've always been guys that I look up to and always will. So it's an absolute honor just to get to be a small part of broadcasting Buckeye games, whether it's hoops, baseball, football.
You know what I like about you? I like this younger man's perspective. It takes me back to the excitement. Like, even right now, there's a glint in your eye just when you start talking about it and what you get to do. You're a guy that likes going to work every day and just getting lost in the craft.
Married to the game.
Look at you grinning at me, you ghost. it's pretty good. It's a nice little reminder. So I got a couple of baseball play-by-play clips for you. All right. And I want you to grade these. Let's listen to both of them. You tell me which one's actually the better call when it's said and done. Here's clip number one.
This is it, folks. This is what it's all about. One game. There is no tomorrow. This is for the whole Magilla, for the whole ball of wax, for the whole kit and caboodle, for the whole enchilada, the whole shooting match. This is for all the marbles. The division championship. The loser goes home a loser. The winner moves on to the World Series. I can't believe it. I've been waiting my whole life to say those words, you know, because I've said the word before, but never like World Series, and I'm on the air. We'll be right back.
All right, so that's That's the first clip.
Cliff Murdoch, John Candy.
Cliff Murdoch, a legendary broadcaster of the Chicago Cubs, which for some reason they're in a division championship with the New York Mets. Is that right? None of this makes any sense.
I think that's back when it was just the Eastern and Western divisions, so that would make sense because I think the Cubs technically would be. Fish would probably know.
It's not 1968, you know? We're not winning the division and then heading to the World Series. It's going to be some kind of playoff format.
89.
That clearly is from the 89?
I think that's rookie of the year. But you're right. There would have been the championship series by then, so that just makes no sense. And then he says, for all the marbles. But no, it's not game seven of the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, he just said it in the same call there. But again, the Cubs were just lousy forever. I mean, the movie starts off. That's from the movie Rookie of the Year, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know. There was a little thing where on the Savannah Bananas game, which I can't believe I even brought them up, but they actually did a thing with Henry Rowan Gardner, the actor who played him, where they brought him in, spliced him in. Kerry Wood, you know, was out there and threw a little behind the back pitch that was a strike. They were talking that up again, but they did a little thing. It got me thinking about Rookie of the Year, one of the great kids baseball movies that there ever was. Kid falls on his arm, has some condition where this, you know, the bands get tightened up too much, and then he can throw 103. And so he gets to pitch for the Chicago Cubs as a 13-year-old boy, and John Candy is the broadcaster. Uncredited, I believe.
Yeah, uncredited. Thomas Ian Nicholas also in the American Pie franchise, and then all-time sports movie villain, Jack Bradfield. Ooh. Mm. Ooh.
And obviously the legendary award-winning Sidney Poitier, one of the great actors of our time, who was also in The Sandlot. And this clip right here, I'm going to see if you think this one's a better clip.
The Jets got a suicide lead, and...
Now, I don't know as an audience, that, of course, from the great movie The Sandlot, one of the best baseball movies ever, and that's Smalls.
Yeah.
He grows up, he's broadcasting. I don't know if we know if he's radio or TV.
Hope he's TV.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. But if it is TV, it's pretty good, like letting it breathe. Radio, a little more description, but still like hitting some high notes and not overdoing it.
And he still got the pitch in. He delivered the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So he describes, you know, what's
the lead. I think the description of the lead, Jets got a suicide lead. Like that's solid. That's solid way to like get into the call. Like check this out. You know, suicide lead over there on third, and he's going. He's going. Oh my God! He's stealing home. The pitcher doesn't see him. You got that? What's better? What's a better clip? I like the Sandlot clip a little bit better.
I agree. I like the Sandlot clip better. I think it might be, I don't know, it might be disingenuous to compare the two because John Candy set in the scene and we didn't hear any of his play-by-play. But
it's true.
Yeah. But I think that...
More the broadcast introduction with the Candy clip, right?
Absolutely. I think the two best baseball movie broadcasters, Bob Uecker as Harry Doyle, obviously, in Major League, and then... John Gordon, voice of the Twins, is actually the broadcaster of the Twins in Little Big League because everybody was on strike. Nobody else had anything better to do.
So. And I think the end, Little Big League, another great kids baseball movie where the kid is gifted the Minnesota Twins franchise because his grandfather's the owner. And he becomes the owner. Then when he has to fire Dennis Farina as the manager, not Sidney Poitier.
No.
He fires Dennis Farina, and then he just decides to manage. And I think the ending of that one made more sense with the playoff scenario, with what they had against the Seattle Mariners, with Ken Griffey Jr. and Randy Johnson in the movie.
One of the rare sports movies where the protagonist team actually loses.
That's right. And I like it for that.
Yeah.
Like, it's always we win at the end. No, like, it was dramatic, but, you know, they lost. They pick up the pieces, and there's still life after that. So Bill Belichick, of course, tumultuous times after 1 year with the North Carolina Tar Heels. They just put his guy, GM Michael Lombardi, on leave, paid administrative leave here today, and they haven't announced any details as to why, and they're 5 weeks away from their game against TCU in Dublin, Ireland on August 29th, because, yeah, we got to go to Ireland. Well, recently at a Pigskin preview, I used to cover this event when I worked out there in the Triangle. Belichick and some of the other coaches were there, and he said he'd like to harmonize both levels of football, meaning the NFL and major college football, with more similar rules. He says you watch multiple games Saturday and see one set of rules. You turn on the game on Sunday, you have a different set of rules. Let's get more uniform. Now, I don't agree with him. I think it's actually cool to have some distinct differences. There's always going to be some rules changes. I like the 2 minute warning, I was okay with. I more was concerned about getting rid of stopping the clock after every single first down. I think maybe just having that in the final 2 minutes of a game would have been enough without the warning, but letting the games move a little bit, but keeping some of those clock management things that make up the differences. I think the 1 foot in bounds is something that we might discuss. The one thing that's been discussed, though, that I actually don't ever want to see is the hash marks. Because I think the hash marks make it college football. I know Ryan Day's discussed this before, and it is a major difference. But I think it's kind of like some of the major differences in college basketball to the NBA. Keep some of those things, because they're different levels of the sport for a reason. We don't need to make it exactly the same as the NFL, Bill. And no, you wouldn't be good at college football if we just decided to do that now.
Would you want college defensive pass interference penalties to be spot fouls like the NFL?
I don't even.
Or 15 yards?
I think 15 yards is still a big chunk play.
I agree.
Still a chunk play and an automatic first down. What's to hate about that? Yeah, there's certain things you could just leave it as is. College football is a different game. It's a different level than the NFL. So get to know coaching in college football, but it's too late for you anyway, Bill. Well, Tyler, thanks so much for doing it. Tyler Danberg.
Thanks for having me, Timmy.
Oh, anytime, my man. Thanks for doing it. So the show's going to get dirtier and filthier. Jen Winters gets the chair. Tyler Danberg will slide out. I'm glad that I'm seeing the shoe is getting the respect it deserves today. That's next in 2 minutes. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. And watch out for a vehicle fire that's causing some delay on northbound 71 on the north side at Weber Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits. And state retirement. Take-home patrol cars and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
All right, we are halfway through the show. Common Man is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. So we just did 90 minutes with the good, clean boy, Tyler Danberg. One of our fine young play-by-play broadcasters here. And now it's just a complete change of complexion.
Sorry, Mom, and sorry in advance, Columbus.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. I'm just gonna lean into it. You're gonna keep saying all the negative things about yourself.
Let's watch the YouTube numbers drop. It's Jen Winters.
I'm just gonna be agreeable from now on. That's all I'm gonna do.
Oh, this psychotic B. What's up, Timmy? How you doing?
It's like playing golf with my son. Man, I suck. I'm so ass. I'm like, you know what? You really do.
Yeah.
It's lousy. What really sucks is your short game, buddy.
I'll tell you, I feel better if the future is more Tyler Danberg's.
How good? I mean,
he's so wonderful. He's just...
He's like the exact opposite of you.
I know. He's a bright light. he's so positive.
Yeah. And then
he knows his stuff. My favorite thing in the world is to talk to him about music because he is an old soul when it comes to music. And he knows stuff that I like.
It's not just music. It's anything.
It's anything. It's anything. He's just an all around. If I had a daughter, like I would want her to marry Tyler. Because I would
want her to show him the ways of the bedroom.
No, I would want him to be like,
teach him.
This is how you be good. You grew up under Jen. Now here, be good with Tyler. Because I know he's just a good, clean boy.
I bet Tyler is also just crazy with the women. Just
he has to be.
Just insane.
I mean, he's cute.
I mean, it's probably every night of the week.
I don't want to go into that because
he probably
has a coworker.
Shag carpet, but it's clean. It's cleaned regularly.
His
Stanley steamer's there once a week.
Rich mahogany. Oh, he has many leather
and some kind of dark oiled wood.
Friends with Merlin Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I bet he has crown molding.
Oh my gosh!
I bet it was
and
a generic
he
apartment.
Has recessed
but he put
lighting.
It in.
Yeah.
Recessed or recessed?
I always thought it was recessed. I don't know.
We're going to recess.
Is it a suppository or depository down there in Dallas?
Reimer? Were you taking the president over to the suppository?
Oh, God, I can't.
Bumpy ride back there, isn't it, Mr. President?
It was over a week ago, yet I still can't stop. I've listened to that bit at least three times. That's just classic radio. Good job. We should submit that for a Marconi, actually.
We pondered a week and a half ago or so. Mike was quizzing me on all of the American presidents from Teddy Roosevelt on.
You were at Eisenhower.
And for some reason, I couldn't. Yeah, I knew I was in the mid, early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, and I couldn't get
and Mike
JFK,
like, no.
Even after he said the word assassinated. And I'm like thinking, I don't want to think that one of our presidents can be assassinated. That maybe that was it. I don't know. And then we just wondered what it would have been like if Reimer was driving the car. Would he have even noticed anything was going on? Probably not.
Kennedy, just sit down. We're almost there.
Oh. Been to Dallas often? It's pretty nice,
it's pretty
isn't
nice.
It?
It's a little bumpy. Oh, maybe you want to sit up, President Kennedy. It happened a long time ago. He'd be dead by now anyway.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
Everything good with you, Jen?
Yeah.
Solid weekend?
Yeah, I actually was on vacation last week, so... But I was here for a little bit.
it's always weird the weekend that is the end cap of the vacation.
Yes. When I know
you
how
really,
you feel about
you don't, well, you don't
vacation.
Really, you don't really know what to do with yourself because you had the whole week off of work, but you can't really enjoy that weekend with the same frame of mind.
Right.
Because you didn't just like, oh, I worked a good hard day on Friday. You know, been a hard day's night. Then we're going to enjoy Saturday and Sunday to the fullest. No, you're just fretting like, oh, okay, last couple of days.
I was talking with Matty Hayes as he was getting ready to leave this afternoon, and he's like, you know, I had big time Sunday scaries last night.
The Sunday scaries.
And I was like, you know what? I kind of did too, but it was just more of a, it's not because of my job, but I had an appointment with Hydrate Me with their nurse practitioner. And like, I hate seeing anybody in the medical field because they're just going to tell me things that I already know. And I don't care for that. Which is very bad. I understand.
Yeah, but you're.
But
you,
I was scared.
You, got, you
for
had
it.
To do.
But
you had
I had
to, do,
to
that.
Do it, and it was wonderful. I had a great appointment, so I feel
good.
Better now. But yeah, last night, I don't think I fell asleep until after 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. I get in my head a lot. So anyway, let's move on. What are we going to talk about?
I love a good overnight insomnia too,
God,
Jen.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I can roll around until 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And then you're like,
the alarm
I guess,
goes off at 6 o'clock.
I guess I'm just taking a nap then. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to try to see if 9 to 11 works and then race into work. Hey. I'm excited. And I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So a lot of things we have going on. We didn't touch on a ton of baseball yet, but we're going to have Jason Stark coming
so
up here
excited.
At 5:30. Decent weekend for the Reds, even though they still suck with where things stand in their division. Guards, not so much. But hey, Teddy, little Ohio Cup. Do you get excited for this?
Like, I love the Ohio Cup.
I always so much fun.
You're still in on it?
Yeah, I tell Common Man that every year, and he laughs at me. But I'm so excited, Ohio Cup, and the Reds are going to get it done. Got the first 3-game series here tonight. So let's go, Reds.
I wore my Orioles t-shirt for you to celebrate our loss last night in extra innings. Thought we were going to take that series against the Braves. And the Orioles, they were just like trying to pull my attention span back by that seven-game win streak that they went from golfing and some of the other things, the football season looming. But it's just been such a disappointing couple of seasons for them when they had expectations. And there's much better teams in the American League East. We'll talk a little baseball with Jason Stark at 5:30. Foodgasm coming up next. But I did pin this one for you. I've always been upset when I see the rankings for college football stadiums and the Shoe doesn't get the respect that I think it deserves. And I feel like we can talk about the Shoe and maybe it's
because
blemishes.
It's
our stadium.
We can talk the dirt that we want to talk on it.
And, I'm not talking about like hearing Tyvus say how we need to get a dome and get rid of it.
That's so silly.
Not that type of thing, but we definitely want to see grass installed in there someday. Instead, we just keep putting in another, wonderful new
artificial grass field.
Adam was just out
there cutting up red turf.
Yeah.
Over Ted's desk. He cleaned it up, Teddy, but there might be some red turf remnants on your desk, by the way.
There's a lot around my desk. Is that what that's from?
Yeah. Did he not clean it up?
It's very messy around my desk.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Did he bring the black beads as well?
I don't know if there were beads inside the piece of turf he had, but he borrowed your scissors again and cut up some turf. So he's like, I'm giving it to Nene.
I know it's not the type of beads that you prefer, but I know there's like trillions... trillions of those. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. There's lots of those granules that are all over that field. The last time I was on one of the artificial grass type of fields, like they're everywhere now. Even high school football, you know, teams have installed those and made the investment. When we did the race up at Otterbein.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful field up there.
Yeah, but it was all over.
But Jen, I didn't do anything.
And they just fly out. You could just walk in there.
I didn't even like get a saunter. I just was walking slowly in like one corner of the field. When I got home, there were black beads for the next week. I'm telling you, they were coming out of every orifice. I didn't even do anything. Tyvus did like the 40-yard dash on that field.
Oh, he sat and
rolled around
on that field.
Did he ingest a ton of them? Like, I don't know like why there's so many of them. And why they stick around for that long.
It's just weird, that whole thing. I don't know. Hopefully, and it'll never change. They'll just keep that.
Anyway.
It's our new AstroTurf.
USA Today polled. They had a bunch of their writers where they kind of divvied things up. They tried to identify the 25 best stadiums. 10 staffers weighed in with their perspective using their own criteria. Some valued visual elements at the top. Some considered tradition or the difficulty of experience for the opponents. And that, again, is a big part of where the Shoe has to come in. We don't get a lot of night games because of the broadcast deal. Number one, I'm fine with Tiger Stadium at LSU.
Right.
And then... love to see it. The Shoe, second.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's as good as we've seen in a long time. There's a lot of lists where you won't see the Shoe in the top 10.
Yeah.
Some in the top 15. We've seen some like
barely in the top 20, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, because just on name alone,
and they've got the factoid in here, the Buckeyes have lost just three games at home since 2016.
Yeah. Do you know who those are?
It was Michigan,
and Oregon.
Yeah,
Oregon came in here and they used the same run play every single time against that defense that year. And that led to, that had to be a Kerry Combs-led defense, right? Where he would quickly be out of there at the end of that season.
I'm sure.
I think that it was. Three is Beaver Stadium, Penn State, Kyle Field, A&M, Autzen Stadium. So three in the Big Ten now in the top five. And that Buckeye fans that took the trip there, they could tell you how cool that is. Georgia, Sanford Stadium 6, Neyland Stadium 7, so take that, Tennessee. You got your running back, but our stadium's better. Notre Dame 8, Bryant-Denny Stadium, Bama 9, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, Florida at number 10. Big House is number 12. Some other interesting ones. BYU is at 13. Washington Husky Stadium
slips
in there in the top 15.
I want to go there so bad.
Well, sailgating?
Yeah. It just looks beautiful up there. And the fact that it's right there on the bay, that's amazing.
All right, from football stadiums to talking about food. Did you bring in
I have four
nasty meats
to try. We will be trying some random beef sticks from different types of animals. So sorry if you're an animal lover in advance. We might be consuming kangaroo.
All right, that is awfully disgusting. Foodgasm is coming up. Jen Winters is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's some slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Livingston Avenue to I-70, and some traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Old Man and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy at gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
F-Bomb Jen is hanging out with us from now to the end of the show. We're going to talk some baseball with our guy Jason Stark, the Hall of Fame broadcaster, coming up at 5:30 as he is coming back from Cooperstown, a place I've always wanted to go. I also love talking about food, though. We're going to do that right now.
And Timmy present.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
All right, so before we do this little taste test, Jen, I had an out-of-town quick pizza review.
Oh, that's right. You were up in Sandusky.
We did Cedar Point, but we stayed in the lovely little quaint town of Huron, Ohio.
I know someone from Huron.
Yeah, really cool.
That's all I'll say about that.
Always got to be like that, huh, Jen?
Yeah.
I just try to tell people about pizza.
I am petty.
And you're going to talk about some horrible situation in your life, right?
I'm petty.
Jim's Pizza Box, right there in Huron, Ohio. You know, you're looking up your Google reviews and seeing what the star power is because you don't know. You're going off of what, like, Yelp and what the internet tells you. You're trying to make the best educated guess. And, you know, you're going to live with the decision that you made. and we were really pleased with the decision that we made. I thought we ordered just the old world pepperoni style from this spot. And for the thickness of the crust, I thought it was as good as can be, like a solid 7.8 out of 10 for this pie. Really crispy undercarriage. And for the thickness of the crust, it had like a good fluffiness to it while still giving you that crisp.
Yeah.
So I thought like the crust was the main thing about this place. And it had a competing pizza place that was right across the street. I forget the name.
That is small town Ohio.
I know.
Right
I forget
man.
The name of it, but it was down to Jim's Pizza Box or the other one. It might have been like Pizza House. I think it was like our champion here in Columbus. It was like it the Pizza House of Huron or something. But it almost reminded me of what you had going on in Bexley with
Rubino's
and Pizza
and
Plus.
Pizza Plus right next door to each other. So,
and Pizza
I mean,
Plus has like a little bit of the thicker crust
crispy,
going on.
But it's very
still
crispy.
Still crispy, but thicker and a little denser. And Rubino's has the super, super thin.
Matzo thin.
But anyway, if you're ever up there, lovely little town where they have a little beachhead where you can get in the water. It's not like Galveston, the dirty ass water. Don't even get in the water. Can't even go in the water. I thought it was going to remind me a little bit more of Galveston. But it was all right. It was all right. So Jim's Pizza Box, I thought very solid. If you're visiting, heading up there.
So you were at the top of the state on Friday. I was at the bottom left-hand side of the state on Friday.
Oh, baby.
At Cincinnati in the world-famous Jungle Gyms.
And this is where you brought some of this like nasty meat?
It's this giant grocery store. And
everybody knows that place. Yeah. It's an experience just to go, right?
We were there for 3 hours and I got to the point where I'm like, I'm done being here now. Let's
leave. 3 hours?
Well, they have so much stuff in there.
We don't even go to the zoo or the aquarium for 3 hours.
There was so much stuff in there, you had to be there for 3 hours. Plus, there was a bar. So
you can't kill the animals and eat them at the zoo, though.
Right. So,
like a kangaroo?
I say we start. They have exotic meat sticks.
Okay.
And so we have kangaroo,
let's do this.
Camel, gator, boar, and we're not going to go with the bison. We figured that one is probably
kangaroo, camel, gator, boar. We're going to eat them.
And
There's bits of real kangaroo in this meat stick.
So you know it's good. Nope, don't like that.
Are they all going to taste the same? Is that what we're going to find out when it's just a beef stick?
That is gross.
Because these look just like a standard Jack Lynx.
Right.
Like that's what that looks like.
That tastes gamey as all get out.
I honestly don't taste much of a difference.
No, I don't like
that. With the kangaroo.
Let's do camel.
Okay, so the camel is like
it's like a jerky.
A jerky stick.
And that's the thing. You go there and they have just this whole wall of nothing but random meat sticks.
If you're just joining us, we're eating exotic animals. Jen was at the fancy store down in Cincinnati. Oh, God, it's so...
It just tastes like beef jerky.
Just what a terrible stick of jerky this is. Just terrible.
Well, it's a camel.
So I know, but
they're typically dry because they carry their water in the hump.
Even as camel jerky goes, this sucks.
Teddy, how you doing over there? You trying any of this?
Yeah, I'm
trying. It's tough to eat.
Yeah, it's not a fan.
The camel jerky is way worse than the kangaroo beef
stick.
That
is so gross.
Boar, I'm a little afraid to try. I never wanted to, like, eat boar ever. Just way too gamey.
I just think of it as like a pig.
It is a pig.
I know.
It's a wild pig,
so maybe it tastes like, I don't know.
But it's like something that you're killing and lost, you know?
Like John Locke is out there.
John Locke is out there hunting down a boar.
I always think of Schlegel out there doing it.
Yeah. The boar's actually fine.
It's not bad. It's a little...
I don't know how to describe the difference, though, between the boar and the kangaroo.
It's sweeter than the kangaroo.
Less salty. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a little less salty. Yeah.
And then gator. Everybody says gator tastes like chicken, right?
Gator.
But I don't know. This is
not the gator that got the crocodile hunter.
No.
Because it wasn't a gator at all.
It was a stingray.
It was just some fruity fish, as Norm said.
Fruity fish,
right?
As Norm said to John Stewart.
God. Gator.
Oh, this is greasy.
Again, the gator just tastes like a regular Jack Link stick.
But it's greasy, though.
Well, did this set you back a lot?
They were $1.99 a piece.
$1.99 for each of these little meat sticks? All right.
Okay. That was fun.
How much money you drop in that place altogether?
I think we dropped around $100.
Okay.
I wanted to buy a couple of more things, but I was like, no, we can get this stuff at home. You know, bread, milk. Just kidding.
Did they have like blue milk from
from Star Wars?
Star
Bantha
Wars
milk
characters.
I didn't see any Bantha milk, but we did buy enough
double suns drinking blue milk
bags of chips from different countries. To choke
like spicy chips people. And all that.
Yeah, and we just didn't even know.
Cutting chips.
Well, we didn't even know what they were because it was all in a different language. So we're like, we're just going to try these.
All right, thank you for that, Jen. That was nice. I just seen something that says we in Ohio are too gas station crazy, and I need to address that.
No,
that's next. Jen Winters, F-Bomb Jen is here. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident blocking two right lanes and causing a 10-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. It's going to be stop and go from US 23. And watch for a crash on eastbound 70 on the east side at Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual and they'll customize your auto and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The second leg of the Ohio Cup begins tonight with the Reds hosting the Guardians. Cleveland needs to take 2 out of 3 to reclaim the Cup. First pitch tonight is at 7:10. College football is the eve of the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Ohio State was named the preseason pick to win the Big Ten by USA Today, along with Jeremiah Smith being voted the preseason Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. Other college football news, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel was given $7.1 million as part of his separation agreement with the school. Manuel agreed to step down following investigations into the school's athletic department. And in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, football GM Michael Lombardi was placed on administrative leave today by the university after an HR complaint was filed by a former UNC employee. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kosick at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
One show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Jen Winters is hanging out here for the last hour of the show. She just brought us in some nasty.
Hey, I tried.
But exotic meats. We ate kangaroo legs.
Now you can say you had kangaroo.
Little bits of kangaroo and wild boar.
And camel.
And camel. Do you think that it was. Bits of the toe?
I was going to ask, do you think it was a camel toe?
What part do you think? You didn't have to say it like that. What part of the camel do you think it was, Teddy? The arm, leg?
Thighs, maybe?
And the camel thigh?
The hump?
The hump.
Yeah, the hump. The hump back.
It was dehydrated, though, because usually the hump is the most hydrated part.
I want to...
Because that's where the water goes.
When you kind of jerkify the meat...
How would you jerkify a
meat?
It's
just when you just.
Would you use
when you
a
get
hand?
It down? Well, you got to have to
both
you
hands.
Have to use your hands, or you get your hands dirty.
You can't.
Any kind of work that you do.
Not.
I'm not entirely sure about the process, but I'm sure there's some people all throughout this great state of Ohio that run their little farm stores and all that are making their own jerky and making some good quality stuff. It's always
by hand.
It seems so expensive, for what a typical cut of steak would be or a cut of meat.
That's what you
exotic
have to think.
Or
it's
not.
It's gotta be hand. It's gonna be done by hand. It's
when it gets
jerking by hand.
When it gets dehydrated down to what the final product is, it's more valuable than gold.
It's an expensive job.
Yeah, here's 0.07 ounces of a teriyaki honey jerky. and it's 1949. I'm like, what? Jesus. How is this so expensive?
And having
to Hyde Park.
Exactly. It's too chewy to, you know, consume. But
all we do is the like plain like beef jerky. It's not even beef jerky. No, it's just the beef sticks. That's what we do. We'll get the jumbo box at the club, Costco, Sam's Club, whatever. Get the big box of like 50 sticks, and those will sometimes last us like a week with a teenage boy in the house.
I went to
He'll
Sam's,
eat like four or five of those a day.
I went to Sam's last week and thought of you.
You did?
I did.
Did they have a picture of me up on the wall?
employee of the quarter.
Shopper
of the quarter.
Did you get me a dozen pack of Members Mark golf balls, signature golf balls?
No,
I'm playing those now.
You are?
They're quite good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, they had a bag of Hi-Chews, which are, you know, fancy Starbursts. And Matt was like, you don't need this. My husband was like, you don't need them. And I said, no, you don't understand. It has favorite flavors. It has sherbet, blue, and cotton candy. He rolled his eyes and just walked away, and I threw it in the cart. And I'm like, I'm paying for this. I'm going on vacation. Look at me.
I actually was out at our golf course a week or so ago. And I'm true story, I really am playing those golf balls.
Yeah.
Because if you've heard of like the craze with the Costco golf ball,
are they like made in the same?
I don't know. I would think
like a Titleist or whatever.
Well, I mean, Costco is its own thing, so I'm sure Sam's Club and the Walton Company or whatever is not using the same stuff. But the idea of it and probably the specs are almost similar, because Titleist would be suing Costco on like a yearly basis. Like, stop! You're putting the Pro V1. Technology in your golf ball and selling it for literally half the price, maybe even less than half the price. It's a good
that
ball.
Much of a bargain.
Yes, no, it's like a high quality, like a
That's
good
awesome.
Golf ball, like a three-piece urethane, whatever it is. It'll go, like it'll spin, do its things. So I'm at the point now I could care less, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't need like the golf ball. Like, I just invested in clubs. Like, that's enough. Like, that's the first time I've spent that much money on the game of golf, like for equipment, and I took the plunge and I did it. Like, I had old stuff and now I got brand new stuff. So I don't have the money to be going like $60 for a dozen balls. I got the Sam's Club.
That's
ball.
How much a dozen.
$60 golf for Pro
balls
V1s.
Are?
$60.
That's stupid.
They're giving you like two dozen for like $25.
And 12 of them won't even get you through a whole course.
Oh, stop it. But here's what I did. So like, when I miss now, I can miss to the correct side where my ball's going to be in play.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a couple holes where if you like bomb it and hit it far, but hit it left, you might like be on the fairway of the hole coming back the other way. And it sucks to have to do that. It's not like I'm trying to do that. But if I overcook one, I like to make sure that if I'm going to miss and hit a bad shot, I'm going to hit it like away from out of bounds and onto the hole that's next to it where it's safe. And so like a number of guys were coming up and playing like the hole that they're on. And I will like hang in the trees there until like they figure out what they're doing, because that's how you do it.
You
wait for them to play.
And like I don't jump out and go, hey guys, get over there.
Yeah. And so, like, I could tell that the ball in the fairway was mine. I just knew where I hit it.
Yeah.
But the guy was, like, coming up in the hole, and he wanted to, like, look and peruse the ball. And he, like, looked down, and clearly it wasn't his. And then he kind of moved over to the other ball that was in the fairway that was his. And as I kind of approached after he hit his shot, I was like, hey, it was like could that be my ball up there? He was like, yeah, it was He was like looking at it. He was like, yeah, what were you playing again? It looks like a... And I just yelled out, Sam's Club! And he was like, oh... Okay, yeah, I think so. He'd never seen the ball before. Just getting to shout out Sam's Club?
Sam's Club!
What are you playing? Sam's Club! Yeah, that's me. Got it. Good.
I got
BJ's. This must be it. BJ's.
And my balls are from Costco.
I don't know if BJ's has a ball, but they should get into the game.
They really should, shouldn't
BJ's
they?
BJ's has balls.
And
that would be good. So this opinion piece that came in that I wanted to address is bashing our love in the state of Ohio for a good, clean gas station.
So where did you find this and who wrote it?
This guy, Blake Fontenay from USA Today, and the Dispatch like put this out here, is he basically hates T-Bone.
Is he from Ohio? Else, Blake Fontenay?
I don't know. But let me just read you like the first couple of
I already don't like him.
It says he's USA Today's commentary editor.
Oh, God.
It says, I have a shocking announcement that may cause some loyal Buc-ee's customers to choke on their beaver nuggets.
Oh, he can choke on something else.
They're just gas stations. I realize what I'm saying is hearsay to Buc-ee's backers who'll be lining up to chew me out. I'm aware the Texas-based convenience store chain has 56 locations around the country with more in the planning stages. Ohio's first Buc-ee's opened in Huber Heights near Dayton in April. A second one is planned for Mansfield. A bid to stop the project failed earlier this month due to signature issues. I'm aware in my home state of Florida, the Buc-ee's location in Daytona Beach has been attracting more visitors than the famed Daytona International Speedway. And I'm aware there are lots of sites on social media where people can go to rave about Buc-ee's plentiful gas pumps, clean restrooms, tasty brisket sandwiches, and consumer goods, many bearing the likeness of the chain's Buc-ee Beaver mascot. I'm even aware that during the World Cup, many foreign visitors went a little bonkers for Buc-ee's. Basically, the gist of it is he says Ohio's obsessed with overrated Buc-ee's. It's kind of trash. And he says, shouldn't we be expecting clean restrooms in all public places? Why treat with mystique what should be considered basic customer service? Okay,
this
Blake.
This guy can take a long walk
have you lived
off of a short pier in Florida.
Have you lived on planet Earth? Do you think that we're getting clean restrooms all over the public space, whether it's grocery stores, gas stations, what have you? No.
No.
So when there is a company that comes around and does stuff with some glitz and glamour and puts the bathroom stall doors all the way down to the floor where you get privacy and you get good snacks and it's the size of a grocery store, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
That guy's a total, I cuss a lot, so I'm not going to say anything, but I'm just going to tell you. I went to Wawa in Cincinnati, and
it was amazing. We have a Wawa in Cincinnati?
They're in Cincinnati in the Dayton area, and I...
Wait, they're in the Dayton area, too?
Yes, no lie. I ordered subs from Wawa. We packed them in ice. We took them to Jan and Len's house, and we had subs Friday night from Wawa. It was lovely.
You know, I've always been a Sheetz freak. I grew up in Virginia.
Sheetz is great.
And when I was living sort of in the rural area the second time I was back before I came to Ohio, sometimes Sheetz was like the best place to go like on Friday night to get like a cold treat or to get snacks because there just weren't a whole lot of options
and
all the way out
it's
there.
It's the best place for my 3-year-old niece to go to the bathroom outside.
So she doesn't have to poop in a bucket on the side of a dirty West Virginia road.
So they just take her training potty and put it outside of Sheetz. I'm sharing that again.
I don't know why. It's like, you know, sometimes you know people try to shame us for having 85 to 100,000 people in a football stadium for a spring game.
Yes.
God forbid.
Oh, I'm
we are
sorry.
So passionate about something where we can do something unique and special that not a lot of other places can do. Now we're getting shamed because we enjoy a wonderful, clean gas station.
This guy lives in Florida, okay? Florida man. He's a Florida man. Great. You don't have to pay state income taxes. Other than that, you live in Florida. You need to get over yourself, buddy.
Blake,
thank you.
Go suck on a gator toe.
And eat a bag of subs from Wawa.
I think I want to go to Buc-ee's now just because of it.
See, and I think we should. And I think we should get a Sprinter van. And
all right, no, now you're, now you're feeding back into what he's saying.
We'll just go. Wear shirts with Blake's face on them. And we go.
Blake tracksuits.
And we have a Blake party at the Buc-ee's in Huber Heights. And then we invite him.
I don't want to promote Blake.
And then when he shows up at Buc-ee's, we throw things at him.
Now, look,
like
I will say.
Jerky.
Some people are like staying at hotels or motel. Motel. Hotel.
Holiday Inn.
Everyone say motel.
Hotel.
Holiday Inn. People are staying at motels to then go the next day. That's a little extreme.
Have you ever been to an opening of a Sheetz?
I can be excited to go to like a brand new. I love going to the Wawa's when we go out to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, the Wawa was fantastic.
It's exciting.
And the employees
good.
Of the Wawa were so happy to be there. I'm not kidding you. They were excited to be there, and they were like, oh, it's your first Wawa?
Imagine that. Not being excited.
Here's some coupons.
Things like gas stations were always used to, we associated them with being dirty and nasty, and Cam Neely's going to rape you in the stall. You don't love a gas station. But then they come around and all these places are doing them wonderfully. Yes. We're not supposed to like it?
These places should be celebrated. So.
It is.
So, Blake, go get a new face, as Vampire Weekend would
say. Dumb take. Speaking of takes, I think I got talked into a hot take this weekend.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell you by who. That's next. Jen Winters is here. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got hold up due to a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on eastbound 270 after 315 on the north outer belt. And there's some slowdown due to a crash on eastbound 70 on the east side at James Road. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. When's the hottest week of the summer? The one with 30% off at Fresh Time Market. From July 22nd through July 28th, save on over 4,000 wellness items like protein powder, skincare, sunscreen, and collagen. See you at Fresh Time Market for this scorching sale. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Showers and storms are in the forecast here for tonight, and a few of them could produce some gusty winds and heavy rainfall. We'll see lows down into the upper 60s to near 70. Showers and storms will be possible early on Tuesday, but we'll get some sunshine in here by the afternoon and highs into the mid-80s. We are tracking more sunshine and drier conditions here for Wednesday and Thursday with highs into the lower 80s and back to the mid-80s on Friday with more sunshine. That's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Rusty, reach in that cooler and hand me that sandwich from the gas station. I'm so hungry I could eat a sandwich from a gas station.
Clark!
I watched that over the weekend.
I love that.
That was a good Killing Time movie.
It is a good Killing Time movie.
We're staying at like a little lake cottage, so we were there all day Saturday when we like did our stuff and got tired.
Also, you legit got out of here for the weekend.
I told you, yeah. We did Sarah's birthday. Happy birthday, honey.
Oh,
she had her 32nd birthday was yesterday.
Plus 10.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
She wanted to do a little lake house
trip.
That's
so nice.
Place was nice. We were staying... We're staying in an old train depot. Yeah. It was the actual train depot for
That's
the town.
So cool.
Teddy, you sent me this article. I don't have it open right now, but we can get into this before the end of the show after Stark time. The pronunciation. So the name of the town is spelled C-E-Y. So this must have been like the tiny town that barely even registers on a map next to Huron.
Okay.
Because it was like 7 minutes we would drive and you're right in the town. C-E-Y-L-O-N.
Ceylon?
Can you Ohioans tell me that?
Is it Ceylon? Ceylon?
So the internet pronunciation was, and maybe it's wrong, I took it as Ceylon.
Oh.
So maybe you guys in the YouTube chat can confirm or deny that, like salon pause, like going to the hair salon. But yeah, it was the actual train depot.
It's an unincorporated community.
Yeah, a little unincorporated spot. And it seemed fitting because the place was no more than like 50 yards from the water. from Lake Erie.
That's so cool.
Big sweeping view of one of the Great Lakes. And we're right at the southernmost point of all of the Great Lakes, at the southernmost tip of Lake Erie. Before, what did I say we're doing? Oh, yeah, I want to tell you about a hot take. Before I do, I want to tell you about my friends, my good friends at Tri-State Men's Health, because you know about the ED. Mm-hmm. They're good at that. They're experts treating erectile dysfunction. They make it function again, tip top. They're good at low T. They've helped me with low testosterone before. That was where we got our relationship kickstarted. But now they're throwing another thing. They're throwing their weight around, but they're losing weight while they do it. You see, there's a big difference between just getting a prescription and getting a plan. And when it comes to weight loss, most people know that there's not just some magic solution. Results are usually going to come from having a strategy, support, and medical professionals helping you to guide the process. So our friends at Tri-State Men's Health, they're offering telehealth for their medical weight loss programs. They start by taking time to understand your situation, what your goals are, and your long-term success before they recommend treatment options. And here's the good thing. Right now, you call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. There is no cost for your initial consultation. No cost at all to get started. And providers are available 7 days a week. We're offering these virtual weight loss visits so you can get things on the right track. 800-900-9654 or tristatemenshealth.com. Shed some pounds. No better time to do it.
It is pronounced Salon.
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 Not salon, but I was
It's
close. S-U-H-L-O-N.
Salon. Salon.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you had it right.
So, salon.
Salon.
We were staying in the old train depot from like 100 years ago or whatever that was just repurposed into like a little Airbnb with a loft with a king-size bed up on the top of it.
That's so
and
cool.
And a nice big bay window, just looking right out at the lake. Sometimes it just sort of blows your mind.
There.
You're like, we're in Ohio right now. It's better than California. Got the water, got boats and jet skis, we're at the beach.
Did you ride the Top Thrill Dragster?
No.
Did Jack ride that thing?
Yes, many times.
Really?
Yeah. They did all they wanted to do. Yeah, they did it all. We ate and rode the train.
Okay.
Sat in a rocking chair.
You didn't ride the racing horses?
No.
Those are fun.
Does that just spin around?
Well, it's kind of like a carousel.
Oh my God, you think I'm doing a carousel?
Well, it's like a carousel, but they just go back and forth. It's fun. Carousel isn't...
Oh wait, back and forth. They don't go...
Well, they kind of go back and forth. It's a thing.
What about the old-timey cars? I could have done that.
Oh, I love those.
I didn't, but
I
could have.
With the lawnmower engines and you get high on the fumes. Yeah, I like those.
I just wish they didn't have that little like divider.
The divider.
I want to drive it around the park.
You just want to like drive like crazy.
I just want to drive it around the park.
Yeah, and then you
I wouldn't run anybody over. I'm safe.
I promise I won't ride.
I'm a good driver.
Did you ride the Mine Ride? Mine Ride is cool, calm, collected. The Iron Dragon.
I've been on it. No, I don't like the Iron Dragon because the cars.
That's also very cool, calm, collected.
Cars swing. No, the cars are swinging and swaying.
Oh, it's a great ride. I don't like the big upside down ones because then that'll make me vomit. But
yeah, I don't like being tossed and turned upside down.
No swings?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, but I wanted to be a fighter pilot, though.
Yeah.
How would that have gone?
You can see some heavy G's on you.
I would have been done by now, though, right? Like, if I would have become a fighter pilot, that would have been like I'm 18.
Tom Cruise is 60, and he's still, flying.
All right, well, he's very special, okay?
He is in more ways than one.
Unbelievable. He's just a great man, one of our great Americans.
He runs funny.
Fine pilot. I don't know if he can fly a fighter jet, but he does fly.
In his mind, he can do anything.
Certainly. Well, he does a lot of stuff.
Teddy, he can fly, can't he?
He does fly.
Oh, yeah, he can fly.
Absolutely. He's flying that plane at the end of Maverick. That's his plane.
Yes.
And there was a little video that they did where he is flying a jet. It's not a fighter jet, but it is like a certain kind of like air show jet.
Yeah, I contend.
Which that's probably the moat you contend.
That he's a way better pilot than Harrison Ford.
What are you talking about?
I'm just going to put my plane
on
the freeway.
Is this not the airport?
Tom Cruise knows how to land his planes.
There's a Delta plane right here.
Get off my plane.
Yeah, didn't he almost, didn't he like incorrectly land?
Yeah, he's like crashed a couple times, I think.
Landed on a golf course like one time.
Yes, that's right.
My God.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of a golf course, Teddy, this is where the hot take came. So I think I like this hot take, though. You tell me, like, if this is really that hot. See, like, there's a game that my son and his buddies play at school, like, when they go around the lunch table. They, like, test each other with their hot takes.
Okay.
So they rate their own hot takes for the day. And they'll, like, say, no, that's not really a hot take. I give that, like, a 6 or give it an 8 or whatever. And whoever loses has the least fiery hot take has to take all, like, the trash up at the end of lunch. So Jim Nance had one.
Love Jim Nance.
Jackson Koivin was done, like, dusting the field, who is, like, in his third professional start, Auburn kid. Really,
he's doing a hell of a job.
He seems to be the next dude, but there's a guy coming up every year, right? Like Ludwig Åberg was it like a couple years ago. He hasn't won his major yet. He's really, really good. He's going to win some tournaments.
He's still a good dude, though. I love him.
So Koivin won, but the guy that finished second again is one Scottie Scheffler. So, and this was like, you don't really hear Jim Nance do this, which is why it kind of caught me. He was speaking about, you know, Koivin, and he gave obviously full credit to what that kid did, as did Scotty. And then Jim was saying about Scotty Scheffler, he said he does not like finishing in second. He said this is a player in Scotty Scheffler who was raised to win. He won 95 tournaments as a kid in the Dallas area, junior tournaments. I mean, he won like 70% of the time that he entered tournaments. So he got addicted. He got accustomed to winning. And we've seen that over the last 4 years coming into this year, and it just feels a little different. But this is a long game. He's not declining. He's not going anywhere. He was really, he is going and going. He said, I'm not a betting man, but, you know, we're going to see him again in the playoffs, and I have a strong feeling that he'll win at least one of the playoff events. He's going to break through, and he'll break through in a big way. And he got me on board for that.
Well, and he also said
I put him down for a win, too, but between now and the end of the season.
For the President's Cup, too.
Koivin. He's talking about Scotty.
Scotty
is in whatever. Right. He's in whatever is available to play.
He was talking about Koivin as being a wild card.
That, too.
Which I think.
That's also a little hot take.
I love that.
I like
actually,
it, too.
Because we've seen how this U.S. team has been, and now granted, Scotty, and Scotty will always be Scotty, but we've seen how the U.S. has been over the past few years when it comes to international competition, and they've just, been shellacked. So I like his hot take on that, too.
Jason's beef with Jason Stark. Oh, we talk a little ball God. Hall of Fame discussion in 2 minutes. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for a crash causing some holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. It's blocking the two right lanes, causing stop-and-go traffic from US 23. And watch for another crash on eastbound 70 on the east side at James Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Dan and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Starr.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Always a good day to talk some ball with our guy, and what an interview this will be because we are catching him 30 minutes after he walked through the door home from one of his favorite weekends of the year, Hall of Fame weekend.
Yay.
Jason, we got Jen Winters in for Common Man today. How was it? Good weekend?
Timmy, Jen, great to talk to you. Yeah, I'm basking in the glow.
That's awesome.
Right, you know how I feel about Cooperstown, the Magic Kingdom of baseball, and it really is. And it just, anytime I get a little down about the state of my sport, all I have to do is walk the streets of that town. That cures it.
It's like I said, you didn't get to meet him. You probably will someday. We had our guy Tyler Danberg. I did like a half and half show, so he's one of our young up and coming broadcasters. And he's a baseball guy too, Jason. So you'd love him. And he did, was it the Tri-City Captains? Is that the team up outside of Cleveland?
Yeah.
And then the Frisco Rough Riders. So his background is minor league baseball, and he's doing stuff here for the OSU network. But he just has this positivity about him. You know, Jason, he hasn't been beaten down by bosses and companies and, you know, the industry and all that. And he just, it's like probably me being around him is akin to you going to Cooperstown and just the kid in you back to that. Yeah.
He's the epitome of the good, clean boy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We need those. We do.
Really do.
You know, Andrew Jones had that kind of glow about him this weekend too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took him 9 years to get in.
That's crazy.
And it took me 8 just to vote for him once. Right. I had a lot of reservations about Andrew, and we've had some amazing conversations about the Hall of Fame, and you know, to watch him savor it was really special. So I wrote about this. I was up there in January working for MLB Network when he got elected, and he came in, and as soon as the press conference was over, I noticed that he jumped off the stage and started going around the room, the plaque gallery, with his phone, taking pictures of all the Braves plaques, all the guys he played with and played for, Bobby Cox, John Schuerholz, right? And so I got a chance to mention it to him today, or the other day, that stuck with me for 6 months that he did that. And he said it's because those plaques mean so much to him. And when he came up as a kid to Cooperstown, he played in the Hall of Fame game. He said he went around that room and he snapped photos of all the center fielders' plaques because those were his heroes and he wanted to be like them. And he was so grateful that all of a sudden this was him. This was his life. This was his plaque. It was amazing. It really was.
I'm just very, very fortunate to be where I am right now talking to you because 12 years ago today, I was in Cooperstown with my brother and, we were there to see Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, Bobby Cox, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, and Frank Thomas get inducted.
Jen's a big Brave fan.
And yeah, it was honestly one of the best days of my entire life. My brother and I are diehard Braves fans, and to get to the chance to see them get inducted, but then to also get the chance to go through the museum was just an amazing experience. And I'm looking right now at this picture that I took of the pine tar bat that I shared and I sent to my dad because I was like, oh my God, the pine tar bat.
Oh, so the George Brett pine tar bat.
Yes, the George Brett. I was freaking out. Nice. Like, I can't believe I am standing and a plexiglass is in between me and this bat. And I contend that in the past 30 years, outside of, which I just looked it up and I told Timmy, holy crap, 2007, that was a great year because it was Tony Gwynn and Cal Ripken Jr. But in the last 30 years, outside of that class of 2014, can you think of a better class to go in?
Than that Braves class?
Yeah.
That's a hard question off the top of my head. I mean, I'll admit I loved last year's group too, because there's just so much star power. Ichiro is, they're just...
Oh, last year was really good too.
He's the Ichiro is the most charismatic human I've ever stood next
and
to.
And he was so and, grateful to be there.
Yeah, and so grateful. And C.C. Sabathia is literally larger than life. And Billy Wagner has that thing. You know, he's another one. Just took him 10 years. So grateful to be there. And then even the two players who were elected by the ERA committees, DeGallen, Dave Parker, they were big stars. And so that star power has really left its mark on me. I thought about it a lot this winter when I was voting. But look, the best classes are the ones you think mean the most to you. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the beauty, the whole deal.
Jason's beef with our Hall of Fame writer, Jason Stark, back from Hall of Fame weekend. And the other piece, you're a good, clean writer, too, because two of your stories are they're unlocked and free to read that you posted about, which is great.
Yes.
And your idea about, and this could be used for any sport, too, but in baseball, as we're heading for tumultuous times, make all the decision makers sit in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Make as they're ready to do as they're ready to take the game that we love away from us, make them stare like at the legends of the game that are dead and gone, with the ghosts of those guys are in those walls, and take it away.
Yeah, that's what I wrote in The Athletic for this morning. And I'll tell you what inspired it is I was in the plaque gallery on Saturday evening. There's always a big cocktail reception after the parade for the Hall of Famers. People like me get to go because I'm in the writer's wing. And, you know, the visiting baseball dignitaries get invited. So I was in that plaque gallery, and suddenly I saw Rob Manfred, who's the commissioner of baseball, and Bruce Meyer, who's the head of the union. They were chatting. Seemed to be pretty amiable. It didn't last long. I'm pretty sure they didn't solve anything. But
sure, probably not.
It just got me, and I thought, here's what I would do if I was the emperor of baseball. I'd do what you just described, Timmy. Let's get Rob and Bruce and all their peoples and make them sit in that room every time they need to negotiate, so they never forget what's at stake. And if they do, all they have to do is look up, and Babe Ruth's chiseled eyeballs will be staring at them. You think that would work?
I think so.
I just wish that in the next CBA, we can just make you the emperor of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, why can't we?
Get that done.
You have the pedigree. Why can't we make you king of all baseball? Okay, you know what? Let's just vote on it, Timmy.
For an emperor's job, but thank you.
That's yours now. Congratulations.
Swear you in.
Wait, would I get like a cool place in Cooperstown that I could just go hang out at any time I wanted?
I mean, it's in the Finger Lakes. It's the most beautiful region in New York. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, making the rounds, it's amazing. Dusty Baker was there, first time he'd ever been there. Brian Snicker was there, told me, first time he'd ever been there. Even with 8 Braves going in since that election you described, Jen, he never got to go because he was always working. Terry Collins was there, you know, the manager of the Mets when Carlos Beltran was there. He had never been to Cooperstown. And look, it's gorgeous. It's magical. But nobody just happens to drive through Cooperstown. You know,
you got to go.
Every single human who's there is there because they want to be there, because of baseball, because they love baseball, because every shop on Main Street sells baseball stuff.
Yes.
And the restaurants are all baseball themed, and it's just the best.
Have you ever played catch at Doubleday Field? You need to.
I delivered my speech at Doubleday Field. I've covered Hall of Fame games at Doubleday Field. I have hung out a little bit at Doubleday Field. I don't think I ever played catch there.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yes. You have to. Wow. Yes.
Good work.
He's probably been to Field of Dreams, though, to play catch there.
Yeah.
I've never been to that.
Okay, you have to promise us this time next year when Mike and Timmy talk to you, you have to say, I played catch at Doubleday Field. You got it? That's your assignment for a year.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
Never played catch with him again. When I read The Boat Rocker by Terrence Mann.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you did you drive, Jason? You had to have driven, right?
I mean, if you live where I... First of all, you can't get there from here.
It's
no matter
not
where
an easy drive.
So there's no Cooperstown International Airport to fly into, you know? So
I'm assuming...
I drove, and today we wound up working our way through just the fields... The farms of New York State and Pennsylvania, and running out of gas, panicking that we weren't going to make it. Like 21 miles left in the tank, surrounded by nothing but cornfields. But it's spectacular, but it's not easy to get there.
I'm assuming you hit up a Wawa when you got back closer to home.
I did not get to Wawa yet.
But if you did, you would have loved it.
Yes.
Yeah. One more thing that was really cool that I just, because, you know, I know when Mike's here, he always wants stories. And so I walked into the lobby of the Otis Saga Hotel yesterday morning. It's about 9:30. And walking the other way was Ichiro with his bats to go take batting practice.
That's awesome.
So he was there in person. He was there in person.
He takes batting practice every day. I saw him. He saw me. I bowed to him, so he bowed back. And then off he went. And there's just something about that guy. He's just the coolest person I've ever met. What's he, 58 or something? Now he takes batting practice every day. And he just looks like if you ran him out there, he'd go 4 for 5.
I love that.
I love
That's
so
cool
much.
That he was there taking BP. Jason Stark with Jason's Beef. Can't wait to catch up with you next week. Glad you had a great time, buddy.
I appreciate it. Great to talk to you, too.
Thanks. Jason.
Always. Aww. Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing some holdup on eastbound 70 on the east side at James Road. It's going to be slow from Livingston Avenue, and there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
All fall camp is coming. Will Julian Sain take his game to the next level? Will Matt Patricia's defense dominate again? Join us live for training camp fun starting Thursday, August 6th. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Common Man will be back with us tomorrow of the almost full crew. Might have a little Reimer.
Reimer?
You ever hang around the gymnasium? Jen Winters has been here, though.
Thank you for
enjoying
for
her time
me.
Here in the last half of the program.
I get to talk to Jason Stark, my day.
Oh, it's
and
great.
Week
it was. This was going to be a good one. I hope people enjoyed that because it was just it was less about what's going on right now in baseball, other than like the labor dispute that's going to happen with the fun idea there. But
yeah,
it's just a. I think it's a cool thing that a lot of even if you're not one of those like baseball fans, because I'll admit it, like I'm not someone that pays for like the plan, and I'm not committed to watching enough baseball games to like pay that out of pocket. Like the TV provider that I have right now, they don't give like the, I probably would, like if I wasn't like paying extra out of pocket.
When
if Reds games were on, Guardians games were on.
The same TV provider.
Yeah.
And we don't even have the MLB network on that TV provider.
I'll follow.
Which is stupid.
I follow my club. Mm-hmm. I'll watch when I feel like it, when I've got the time. Also, I won't lie at this stage. Like, if my team's not going to be any good, then the interest does sort of ebb and flow. Because I don't live in the area anymore where my favorite team is.
So I have to work
to stay connected.
We're at the trade deadline, so there's always the possibility that your players are going to be traded away from your team, depending on how they're doing.
But it doesn't matter when it comes to a place like Cooperstown.
Yeah.
Or it's more the game. It doesn't matter like what your team's up to now, you know, or what's going on in the game of baseball. You just throw that name out there. Like, this hit me for, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, the fact that we have that right here in our state is a really cool thing. And, you know, the Hall of Fame game is going to be coming up. It's right around the corner. I think
it's the 6th.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
It's crazy.
Week from Thursday. But the idea of Cooperstown and its setting, you know, just being up there in the middle of nowhere, New York.
And I know you've not been up there. It's gorgeous.
Just has to be so pristine.
It's this tiny little small town, and it's right there on the lake, and it's just so funny because, like, you go and you're going to go see the induction ceremony. You put your chair out the night before. Nobody messes with your lawn chair. It's just in that open field. And then you get there, and if you want to go to the museum, there are school buses. Cooperstown Local Schools uses their school buses to bus you from the field to the museum and back for free. Like, it's just the epitome of small town. It's so cool.
I've missed the boat on that. I still have time to go get that
done.
You
guys, and I know Jack is not a baseball fan, but he might find it interesting.
I don't care.
It's, you send him.
We're talking about me here.
Yeah.
Wanting to do something.
I mean, I freaked out.
I'll still go.
They had Hank Aaron's uniform when he, you know, broke Babe Ruth's record and all of the other things and the bloody sock, even though Curt Schilling is a piece of crap. Like, it's still exciting to see stuff like that because it's history. And if you're a baseball fan, that's, I don't know. I love baseball so much. And I'm just so sad at the way it's going to be and the fact that the owners are putting out commercials during the All-Star game to, you know, get the common folk on their side.
The blood-sucking owners.
Like, it's just disgusting.
Time for the back page.
Whatever.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
You said you got something here,
Jen? I have something. So we had San Diego Comic-Con over the weekend, and it was a big day if you're a Marvel fan. We saw all of the cast for Avengers Doomsday, or as I like to call it, Marvel saying, hey, sorry, we messed up over the past 6 years. We're going to retcon everything. Anyway, I just want to put some info out there for the people.
Well, I think it all sucks.
I'm not a fan of, I don't care about any of this.
And
but
they're trying to make Tony Stark like a bad guy?
A bad guy. And
whatever.
The thing that I find the most interesting is that day of release is December 18th. And on that day, Doomsday is out and Dune 3. And Warner Brothers and Dune 3 have signed an exclusive 1-month deal with IMAX. So if you want to see the Avengers in IMAX, you can't for the first month. So what has Marvel and Disney done? They've gone to thousands of movie theaters across the United States, and they have picked the best theater inside the theaters for Infinity Vision, which means
for the next best thing,
you're going to be paying IMAX charges
for not an IMAX
for
theater,
not an IMAX,
just a big screen,
just a bigger
screen, the biggest screen in the theater
to watch Avengers Doomsday.
Oh, nice.
So that's how they're going to get
or I just won't,
or you won't. I won't. Non-sports Matt will be there, but I will be nowhere near there.
Hey, look what Jen also brought for me today. Jen brought me a Cal Ripken Jr. starting lineup figurine. I never had this one. This is so cool. You went to like a little toy store somewhere.
So it's not really little. It's called the Toy Department. And it's just down the road from Jungle Gyms.
Oh, down in Cincinnati.
And if you want to go in there and cry to see all of the stuff that your parents threw away and all the money you could have made, please go to the Toy Department in Cincinnati.
No, really cool. It's the one where Cal Ripken Jr. is in a full slide
it's
mode,
really cool.
1996 edition. I lost all my starting lineup figurines in the famous robbery on my night one here in town. So that's very cool. Jen, thank you so much for doing
it. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. I'll see you tomorrow, Jen. Matt Fontana, Austin Ward, they got you covered. Buckeyes Show is up next on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got delay due to a crash on eastbound 70 on the east side at James Road. It's going to move slow from Livingston Avenue. And there's a holdup at the intersection of Smoky Row and Hard Road due to a crash. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.